It might have been his final act before calling the election. We don't know. We assume that maybe this weekend. So it's significant that the Prime Minister officially announcing a Royal Commission into the abuse of people with a disability. It was an emotional Scott Morrison. He spoke of his brother-in-law, Gary, who has multiple sclerosis. He declared that the treatment of people with disability was an issue that was resoundingly above politics. Now, the government, it set aside $527 million over 3 years for this inquiry. It will examine the abuse and neglect of people with disabilities in workplaces, in schools, in homes, in the wider community, as the PM said this morning, in any setting. Now, Graham Innes is a former Disability Discrimination Commissioner, and he joins us now. Graham, welcome.
Thanks, Jonathan.
This is clearly a dramatic and significant moment.
Yes, it is. It is a significant moment. It's something the disability sector has been calling for many years, and it's pleasing to see the government resourcing the commission and giving broad terms of reference, although there is, well, I have one significant concern about the terms of reference.
Perhaps you can come to that right now.
Well, it's the lack of a provision for a redress scheme. And it is something that was included in the terms of reference for the Royal Commission into kids with experiencing sexual abuse in institutional settings. Mm-hmm. And I think that it should have been included in these terms of reference. And the sector were certainly calling for it in the consultation period and still are. I mean, it's not beyond the powers of the six commissioners that have been appointed to make that recommendation to government. But I think it would have been better to put it up front in the terms of reference.
Because this is the tricky thing with the Royal Commission, is it not? And experience suggests this to be the case, that yes, the inquiries are good and we hear the stories, we get the evidence, we get the full picture of what's going on.
Mm.
Then comes the hard part of implementing those recommendations, of doing something about it.
Well, Jonathan, that's absolutely right. And what this commission must do is make recommendations that are sustainable, and not only must they hear the concerns of people with disabilities, and I know there are many, I've heard quite a few of the stories myself, but they have to make recommendations which create change so that this doesn't occur. And one of the major areas I think they need to make recommendations is that we change community attitudes towards people with disabilities. Because, you know, if you think of the pyramid, violence against people with disabilities, violence against women, violence, sexual abuse against children, they're at the top of the pyramid. But below that pyramid, below in the pyramid, is lack of respect and viewing people in a particular community as powerless and viewing us negatively. And unless we change that negative view of people with disabilities, then we won't create sustainable change that reduces violence against us.
There's already been a bit of blowback on the names picked to be those commissioners. Green Senator Jordan Steelejohn, he says that the two of those commissioners nominated should step down, Barbara Bennett and John Ryan. He suggests they have a conflict of interest because they've worked as bureaucrats in the sector. What do you make of that?
Well, a couple of things about the appointments, and I think there are some good appointments. I'm concerned that there are only two people that I'm aware of out of the six commissioners with lived experience of disability. I think that's a concern. I think it should have been at least a majority. And if there are concerns about conflicts of interest, and those two commissioners that you named, there are arguments that there are conflicts of interest, that is a problem, because the critical thing is that people with disabilities, for the first time in our lives, feel free to come and give evidence to this commission and feel safe to do so. Now, if those conflicts mean that people don't feel safe, that's a real disadvantage the commission is facing.
As you say, the sector has been, you know, arguing and demanding something of this type for a long time.
Long time, yeah.
Has there been and those sorts of issues around conflict of interest, for example, or that, you know, there are a shortage of people on that commission with, as you pointed out, a lived experience of disability? Does that suggest there's something of a bit of a last minute rush to get this up and running?
Well, Jonathan, when I spoke to Patricia Karvalis a few weeks ago about this commission, I said the critical thing was that we wanted a good commission, not a fast commission. And it's arguable, I think, that rushing to deliver this could mean that perhaps not as much consideration was given to all of the points necessary. But the sector has been flagging the issue of redress since the draft terms of reference were raised. I mean, there was only a two-week consultation period, so it's all been pretty rushed, and there wasn't any provision for submissions. You could only make a submission by filling in a survey. It's an odd way to consult, in my view. So, look, I don't want to detract from the commission on the day of its commencement.
Sure.
There are some very good people there, and I'm hopeful that they will listen to the submissions that are made to them and make recommendations which are sustainable. But there are some concerns.
It's a tricky moment, isn't it? You don't want to sort of let the misgivings get in the way of what is an overwhelmingly positive gesture.
And it is an overwhelmingly positive gesture, and the Prime Minister was right to say that this is a matter that should be above politics, and I was pleased to see that Bill Shorten came out straight away and agreed with that.
Yeah.
This just detracts from a little bit, which is sad, but hopefully the Commission can move on and, as I say, make some sustainable recommendations which will address the violence, because that's really the important thing. That's what it's all about.
What are we going to hear in these 3 years, Graeme Innes? I mean, give us a sense of the stories in the disabled community in this country.
Well, Jonathan, the key thing about this Commission is that it's up to people to tell their own stories, and so I don't want to be the storyteller on behalf of people with disabilities who've experienced violence abuse. Let me say, however, that I have heard some of these stories, and when I heard them, I felt ashamed of the Australian community, that both members of which were part of it, and that let them occur, and I felt sickened by what I heard and the way that people with disabilities, one of our disadvantaged communities, were treated. And it is well past time that we as a community address that. And that's why I want to work with this commission to make sure that the recommendations it puts forward are sustainable and can ensure that this doesn't occur in the future.
Prime Minister today keen to put this above politics, and as you say, the opposition leader in agreement there. And yet, though, in this week around the budget, we've seen the coalition's underspend on the NDIS dragged into the political fray and framed as one of the ways in which the government is getting its projected surplus. What do you make? Is there a bit of a disconnect between those two actions?
Well, there's no question that 25% of that projected surplus are the underspend in the NDIS. I mean, so it's not framing. Yeah, that's the reality. And this government has been aware of that for most of its term, and has chosen to leave the staff cap in place, not fix up the poor computer system that the NDIS is stuck with, and not address some of the other issues in the NDIS. And again, the NDIS is a game changer for the Australian community, but I know of many who are experiencing real difficulty getting benefits from the NDIS. And I'm hopeful that after the election, the next government, whichever side of politics it comes from, will actually follow through the Productivity Commission's recommendations and spend what was said to be the real cost of the scheme rather than using it as part of a projected surplus.
Graeme Innes, thanks so much for your time.
Good to talk with you, Jonathan.
Graeme Innes, he's a former Disability Discrimination Commissioner. This is Drive. You're on RN.